Es gesagt, dass ich nicht mehr so bach ich es gesagt habe, wenn Jehud im Sech des Shabbos darf nun wav. Shmuel ben Achmeni in the name of Yonis and said, whoever says that David sinned, because the Pasuk says, seems to say that he was Mezana with Bathsheba while she was still married to Uri, so it seems to say that he didn't have Avera, but if someone actually thinks that David actually did the Avera, he's mistaken. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Vayihi David, l'chol d'roch of maskil v'Hashem imoi, and that means the Shechina was with him. If he had Taka did that Avera, there's no way the Shechina would have been with him, so rather we know that David could not have done the Avera. Rather, he wanted to do the Avera, but ultimately did not do it. Rav said that Rebbe, who came from David, was a descendant of David, interpreted all the psukim that are written there regarding this inyan of David with the Avera. He interpreted them all in favor of David. For example, the pasuk says that David did bid, it says lasois hara. Normally a pasuk, when they once said it, says vayas hara. Why does it say lasois? Zokt Rebbe, it was written in this way because to show that David wanted to do the Avera, but in fact he did not. The pasuk seems to blame Uri's death, Uri's death on David, and seems to also blame David for taking, to fault David for taking Uri's wife, Bathsheba. Rabbi says the pasuk means that David could have had Uri killed in Bezdin because he was chayav misa for being married in Malchus, because David told him to go home to his wife and he didn't go, and he was also the pasuk means that he was allowed to marry Bathsheba because all the soldiers in David's army would give a conditional get before they left, that if they get killed at any time during the war, the get takes effect from retroactive from the time they give it. So when Uri was killed, in fact he was already divorced from Bathsheba. Bathsheba was already divorced from him from way back. So therefore, when David was with her, she actually was not legally married to anybody. Rabbi actually explains that Nosan Anovi told David that he's as guilt-free with the killing of Uri, with the death of Uri, as he is with the deaths of the Ammonites in the Milchemes with Ammon. Rav said the pasuk says Rak bidvar Uri achiti. From there we learn out that the only even sort of avera that David had was this whole maisa with Uri. Rav says elsewhere that David also had the avera that he accepted lashon hara kasha. Where did Rav say that David accepted Lashon Hara? David accepted Lashon Hara about Mephibosheth, who was Yehoinus' son, from Mephibosheth's slave, Tziva, who told David that Mephibosheth was alive and that he was really not a Talmud Chacham, and David went and found that Mephibosheth actually was a Talmud Chacham. So really he had no reason to believe Tziva anymore. But Tziva then came later and told David that Mephibosheth was happy that David was being rebelled against, that he was forced to run away, and that Mephibosheth was hoping that David would get thrown out and not be king anymore. After hearing that, David gave Mephibosheth's possessions to Tziva, at least half of them. In that way, he accepted the Lashon Hara. Shmuel says David actually did not accept the Lashon Hara. The reason why David believed Tziva, even though he had already been proven wrong, he lied to him initially about how Mephibosheth was when he said he was unlearned, still, but Mephibosheth's actions corroborated what Tziva told him, because he found Mephibosheth was going barefoot, and he was unkempt, and based on the way he spoke to David, it sounded like he was upset that David recaptured the throne. When David spoke to Mephibosheth, he told him that you and Tziva, I already made that you split your possessions with Tziva. When that happened, the Baskel came out and said, really? Ibazoi, Rechavim and Yeravim are going to split the kingdom, the Malchus. And Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said that had David not accepted Lashon Hara, the kingdom would have never been split. Klal Yisrael would have never worshipped Avodah Zarah, and we would have never been thrown into Golus from Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk regarding Shlomo says that Shlomo worshipped Avodah Zarah. Shmuel ben Achmeni in the name of Yonason says, whoever says that Shlomo sinned is actually mistaken. Pasuk said that Shlomo's heart wasn't It wasn't at the level of David, but he still was absolutely pure to Hashem. The pasuk that says that Shlomo's wives had turned his heart to have him worship Avodah Zarah means that his wives tried to have him do that, but he in fact did not go ahead and worship Avodah Zarah. Although the pasuk says that Shlomo built him his bayach for the Avodah Zarah, it means that the pasuk attributes it to him, but he in fact did not build it. The reason it's attributed to him is because he didn't protest the action of his wives when they worshipped Avodah Zarah. Yehuda Neim Shmuel says it would have been better for Shlomo to have been a shamish for Avodah Zarah rather than to have a pasuk say about him that vayas hara b'nei Hashem. Yehuda Neim Shmuel also says that when Shlomo married Paroi's daughter, she brought him 1,000 musical instruments and described to him how to worship each of the Avodah Zarahs, and Shlomo did not protest. Yehuda Neim Shmuel says when Shlomo married Paroi's daughter, Gavriel came down, stuck a reed into the sea. Land began to form around this reed, and this piece of land eventually became Rome, who were the tormentors of Klal Yisrael for many, many, many years. The pasuk regarding Melech Yeshio says that he completely returned to Hashem. That he completely returned, which must mean that he did an aver, but whoever says that is wrong. Because the pasuk says, "Vayas Hayosher bein Hashem, vayelech bechol derech David aviv." So it can't be that he did averes. Rather, what the pasuk means is that with regard to all the monetary cases that he judged as the king, he became king when he was 8 years old. So all the monetary cases that he judged between the years of 8 and 18, he returned all that money to the one that he judged against, and he did so from his own money. That's what it means that he returned This explanation argues on Rav, who said that there's no greater Baal Tshuva than Yeshio in his generation and one other in our generation. And what Rav meant by one other in our generation, he was referring to Abba, the father of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba. Some say it was Acha, who was Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba's father. Abba, his brother, his name was Acha. Rav Yosef said there's another great Baal Tshuva in our generation, and he was referring to Ukvan bar Nechemya, who was the Reish Galusa. Rav Yosef said that he once fell asleep while he was learning, and he saw a malach come and accept the tshuva of Ukvan. Hadna loch perek ba meh behemah.